I teach in order to learn. Yes, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I teach in order to learn. What is it that I want to learn? What is it that I want to understand and know? What is it that I find very important to realize in my life and in my affairs? Well, I teach positive thinking because that is something that I want to learn. I want to apply it in my everyday life. I teach joyful living because this is something I want to apply in my everyday life. I teach how to have a smile on your face whenever conditions are happy or whenever they are not happy. Because when you beam this outwardly, you express this inwardly. You have to. You have to have a smile in your heart if you're going to have one on your face. People say, well, not necessarily. You might have unhappiness in your heart and a smile on your face. You can't do it. You can only have a smile on your face if you have a smile in your heart. And this is an axiom that is true. There's no getting around it. Just as I teach what I most need to learn, what I most desire to learn. I teach in order to learn. This is an axiom, too, that says whatever it is that I am teaching, that is what I am expecting to learn. Now, you say a teacher teaching mathematics in school is wanting to learn mathematics. That's right. Every time a teacher teaches mathematics in school, the teacher is reaffirming their understanding of mathematics. And the teacher is extending the excitement that he or she has for mathematics through what they teach and how they teach. And so if a teacher is exciting and delightful in their teaching technique, you can be sure they are excited and delighted with the subject that they're teaching. This is why it's so tremendously important for me to be aware that I teach in order to learn. You say, well, Herb, perhaps you know everything. Yes, perhaps I do. But I want to reveal that I know everything by how I teach, by how I share, by how I live, by how I act, by how I do my everyday activity. Am I upset with my everyday activities? Do I get uptight with what's going on in my world? Do I feel that some things are just not so happy and not so beneficial and not so wonderful? If that's the case, then what's going on? Am I experiencing something that is not truly what I want to experience? Am I experiencing something that I truly don't want to know in my life? Well, this is something that I must come to terms with myself. I must understand that whatever I teach, it is what I want to learn. If I am teaching something that is not very nice, then that is what I want to learn. Ugh. That doesn't sound too cool, does it? If I am acting in some unkind way, then that's what I want to learn. Ooh, hey, that is not good at all. And if I'm acting sick, or if I'm acting in any unhealthy way at all, that's what I want to learn. And when I say I want to learn that, that's what I want to be. So, it's very important for me to act at all times like a healthy person, to act at all times like a vital, dynamic, happy person, to act like an alive person. Oh boy. As I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, to act an alive person. Wow, what a wonderful way to be, and what a happy way to be. This is who we really are. And this is our goal and our gift and our desire in life. This is what all that matters. Nothing else matters. Nothing else makes any difference in the entire world, except that I teach in order to learn. I teach happiness. I choose to learn happiness. I choose to experience happiness. Now, back to the teacher who is teaching mathematics and teaching it in such a way that the students are excited about it, because the teacher is excited about it. The teacher is learning it new every moment that the teacher is teaching it. The teacher is learning it new every moment that the teacher is teaching it. The teacher is learning nuances, is learning attitudes, is learning a beingness as everything that is being taught. no matter what it is that's being taught. A teacher can teach manners by how a teacher acts. A teacher can teach judgment by how a teacher responds to questions and how a teacher responds to whatever is going on in the classroom or with the individual student. The teacher is all the time on deck. The teacher is all the time a living example of what they teach. I teach in order to learn. To me, if I consider what I'm doing teaching, I like to consider it sharing, but that's about the same thing as teaching. When I consider myself in a sharing situation, I get so excited about it. I tell people, wow, yes. People sometimes come to me and say, Herb, talk about reincarnation. Herb, talk about transcendental meditation. Herb, talk about heaven. Talk about bliss. Talk about introspection. Talk about prayer. And I say, hey. I want to get excited about it if I'm going to talk about it. Start asking me questions about it, not say, talk about it, like I'm a parrot, but start asking me questions and say, Herb, when you think about heaven, do you think that it's a place, or do you think that it's a condition of the mind, or a condition of a spiritual reality? What do you think about heaven, Herb? And I'd say, well, what I think about heaven is I live in a heavenly consciousness. Every moment of my life is a heavenly consciousness because I am living in a happy attitude. And to me, that sort of equates heaven with happiness. And heaven is everything that is good and beautiful and wonderful. It is all my positive thoughts. You see, when I can get excited about something, and I can start equating and start expostulating and start emoting in beautiful, positive, dynamic ways, then I really am teaching. I really am teaching in order to learn. I am sharing outwardly what I believe inwardly. This is what we all do. We can all tell exactly how much interest we have in anything that we're talking about by how much joy and power and delight we have in our voice, how much joy and power and delight we have in the terms that we use to express what we're talking about. What do you believe in? What do I believe in? What do we teach? We teach only what we believe in. And now, what is it that you believe in? What is it that I believe in? Well, I believe in me. I believe in the divinity in me. And I listen to that divinity, and I hear such wonderful things, and I share that with all my world, because that's all that matters to me. I teach in order to learn, and I'm always teaching. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.